the guru, Bob Krause. Lighter Side of Golf. Check him out at bobkrausegolf.com. He's our guy, Bob Krause on The Fan.
I'm Bob Krause. This is The Lighter Side of Golf. Here's what I hate. I hate driving the golf ball down the middle of the fairway only to hit it into your bunker. You hit this great drive, you're walking up, you're driving up to the fairway, and oops, the ball bounced into a bunker, and now I've got a fairway bunker shot. Guys, this is one of the hardest shots in golf. Next time you're faced with this shot, here's what I want you to do. First of all, examine the lip where the ball is, the lie, and then the lip. If the lie is good, make sure that the lip is not too high so that you can get over it. The biggest thing is make sure you have enough loft in the golf club to get the ball outside of the bunker over the lip. Second thing is make sure that you add one more club. Because you're going to have some resistance in the sand, you need to add one more club. The key to this whole thing is to put weight on your left side, about 60% of your weight on your left side, and kick your right knee in. This is going to help you hit the golf ball first and not hit behind it, leaving it in the sand. So next time you guys are faced with a fairway bunker shot, take one more club, dig into the sand. Now, choke down as much as you dig into the sand with your feet. Put weight on the left, kick your right knee in a little bit towards the target, and you're going to come out of that bunker shot with grace. So try that next time. As always, you can reach me at Bob Krause Golf on Facebook, bobkrausegolf.com, or at Bob Krause on your Twitter. So check it out. I'm Bob Krause, and that's The Lighter Side of Golf.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Oh, is it time for a sports wrap? Oh, my God, already? Are you kidding me? Is that what we're doing now, Gary? A little sports wrap action? I want a thumbs up if we're doing a sport. He's got a thumbs up. It is time for one, and it's brought to you, as always, by Sporty Cut, 7 mile an hour to drive. So go get a haircut at Sporty Cuts. Or I'll do something bad. No, I'm I want to make it like, oh, forget it. Let's just hit the button. I'm going crazy from the heat or lack thereof or something. Or the drugs have kicked in, something like that. Tigers have the day off today in Chicago after the rain out in Minnesota. They open a 2-game set with the White Sox, who are playing tonight. That's tomorrow night, weather permitting. Verlander and Quintana. Tigers stay at 12-9. College baseball, following the sweep of Northwestern, MSU is off till they play three, count them three, in Champaign this weekend against Illinois. Michigan will host Oakland University tomorrow at 4 p.m. if rain doesn't wash that out. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs, game six. Columbus has given this a ride. It was 4-0 at one point. In the third period now, it's 4-3. So the Penguins trying to wrap it up tonight, but the Jackets...
The Blue Jackets just won't go away.
Well, people say they won't go away. Where do you want them to go to? They have a contractual obligation to play 60 minutes of hockey at least. Minnesota already off to a 2-0 start on Colorado in the first. Zach Parise with his second of the series. Sharks and Kings go at 10 o'clock tonight. NBA playoffs. Miami about to wrap up the series with Charlotte, 99-86. Fourth quarter, LeBron's got 29. Atlanta blowing out Indiana still, 63-40 in the third. Mike Scott with 17. San Antonio, Dallas, just underway now down in the D, the other D. Baseball tonight, American League. A's over the Rangers, 4-0 fourth. White Sox have tied the game with Tampa, 3-3 in the fourth. Alexi Ramirez, with an RBI triple for Chicago. Indians and Angels, the Halos, over there at the Big A in Anaheim, go at 10:05. National League, Cubs and Reds postpone rain in Cincinnati. Cardinals still lead the Brewers, 1-0 fifth. Diamondbacks and Rockies start literally right about now in Arizona. Padres Giants going to 10:15 in San Francisco. NASCARs are at Talladega this weekend. PGA Tour stop is the Wells Fargo at Quail Hollow. That starts Thursday. And the Kentucky Derby is Saturday, the 140th run for the roses with the Derby draw on Wednesday. Can you believe we're already there? California Chrome is your leader right now in the clubhouse for the Kentucky Derby Saturday. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. I noticed that EP puts up on the screen that Tanaka has the third most Ks through five starts in Major League history. He's right. Only Herb Score has the most in the history of baseball. Herb Score, I noticed that, and somebody else. Someone else had one more or something like that. But Tanaka's been great. Didn't get the decision when he last pitched. Says that 24-0 is not impossible. He could actually do that in the major leagues like he did in Japan last year. Yeah, I laugh at that. You know, I was going to, well, I am going to mention some of the Tiger stuff, but did you see some of the ex-Tigers? This is the ex-Tiger. This is just Sunday. Okay? First of all, Prince Fielder did go 0-for-3, so he didn't do anything, but he's hitting 209 with 8 ribbies, so he's the one that's struggling. I'm going to give you 5 different ex-Tigers that actually made a difference on Sunday. Omar Infante, home run and 6 ribbies as Kansas City beat Baltimore 9-3. So Infante has a hell of a day. Johnny Peralta, by the way, our number is 248-848-1130. Tweet us if you must. Jahani Peralta, 2 home runs, 4 ribbies in the Cardinals 7-0 win for Adam Wainwright over Pittsburgh. He's now got 6 dings on the year. So there's Infante and Peralta combined had 10 RBI yesterday. This is yesterday. This is not for the week. Brian Peña, double for the Reds. He's hitting about .290 for Cincinnati. And here I'm making a big deal about the Tigers need a better backup catcher, and you had one. Fernando Rodney, 5th save for Seattle yesterday. Got 5 saves now for Lloyd McClendon. His former, he was the hitting coach with the Tigers back when Rodney was still a Tiger. Finally, you're saying, well, wait a second, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's really 5 because I've counted Prince, even though Prince didn't do anything. How about the 6th Tiger from yesterday? Ex-Tiger. Cameron Maben is back with the San Diego Padres after missing the entire spring with a rupture in his left bicep. They didn't think he'd even come back until maybe middle May, maybe the end of May, but he's back before May. 2 hits in San Diego's 4-2 win at Washington. And then, of course, the Nationals got bad news because Bryce Harper, my guy from the College of Southern Nevada, from Las Vegas, the Las Vegas kid, the Las Vegas Flash, Bryce Harper, out till probably July. So he's got the injury that keeps him out till July. So don't plan on seeing Harper. He's not going to have a great season this year. This is kind of writing him off. Tigers, though, tomorrow in Chicago, 2-game series starts. White Sox went into tonight's game that they're playing right now, 13-13, Mockingbird Lane, and the Tigers 12-9. And Detroit has played like literally 7 games less than some teams. They got to get more games in here. Jose Abreu, if you missed it, hit his 10th home run of the season for the White Sox yesterday. It's a rookie record. He's already passed by his own rookie record for home runs in the month of April. He now passed Albert Pujols with 31 ribbies in the month of April. And he's going to have, well, he's got tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday yet to still add to that. He's already got the record. He doesn't even need the last 3 days of this month, but he's going to get them anyhow. That's how good he is. We talked about how good this guy could be. We did it on our podcast when they first signed him with the Cuban defector. And I said, this guy, from what I hear, is off the charts. He's not to be believed as opposed to other guys who've come over like this. Now, Jose Ortega and Justin Miller doing the dance for Aranbel Sanchez, with Sanchez now in the DL. Justin Miller on Saturday was replaced by Jose Ortega, who actually pitched right away. Miller's going to the airport. He's about to get on a plane. His bags are already on the plane. And they said, ho, Hoss, not so fast. Come on back. You're going right to Chicago. So Miller went right to Chicago to replace Aranbel Sanchez. What happened to Alvarez? Which Alvarez? What are you talking about? He's gone, man. He's gone. I talked about that when they traded him. Everybody said, no, you don't care if Alvarez is traded. It doesn't matter to us, Alvarez. Now you're saying, what happened to Jose Alvarez? He's gone. They dumped him. You don't have him to call up anymore. You don't have Alvarez to kick around anymore. They're Richard Nixon. So I don't know if they plan on, they don't need a 5th starter until, what, a week from Tuesday. So right now they're cool without having to need a guy to replace Sanchez in the rotation. Not that you can replace him with a rookie guy or somebody from Toledo or even Erie. But that's the situation. Alex Avila's injury is more telling because as bad as Alex Avila has been, over the course now of 2.5 years, They need a better backup catcher than Brian Holiday. I just don't think the kid's good enough, at least not yet. I don't know if he needs more time in the minors or if he's never going to be the guy, but he just it doesn't have the stick you're looking for to replace Avila, and that's been a kind of a bugaboo since Avila's kind of downturn after his All-Star season a couple years back. So I don't know what they need to do, but that's a position of need to me, is a backup catcher, especially if Avila, and we all know how he goes down like crazy, and then he gets hurt in weird spots that can really ring your bell. Ring my bell. Hold on, I think Sarah, hold on. Oh, this is brutal. When you're on the thing and have to sneeze. I had to pull it. I don't know if I got it in my head now because she sneezed. And now, of course, I had one of those non-sneeze things. That's brutal. That was weird. I was like, hup. All right, look, it's last call time. Coming up, I went to the green and white game on Saturday. I'll give you a quick little eval on the Spartan football program. And we'll let you hear the one word that Mark D'Antonio used that I was a little surprised to hear him say, even though they were honoring the 2013 team for doing what they did last year, finishing number 3 in the country in a victory out in Pasadena over Stanford. But I was a little surprised. I didn't think he'd bring up the four-letter word, but he did, in front of the crowd of 40,000 at Spartan Stadium. That's next, and we'll again recap what's going to happen tomorrow in the NBA. Significant day for Adam Silver, Donald Sterling, and the National Basketball Association. And last call for you peeps, 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker Demand, Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fed.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Do you or anyone you know have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you from getting the auto or home loan you're looking for? If so, contact United Credit, a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest and fees and even higher auto insurance rates, amongst other things. With over 10 years' experience, they've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and have achieved results for thousands of very satisfied clients. Let United Credit help you restore your score. Remember years ago when the Lions had Restore the Roar, Calvin Johnson? I'm looking at you over there. Nope, this is better. This is Restore Your Score and get the credit you deserve. Call United Credit at 877-274-7654, 877-274-7654. Hit it, Gary. Hey, I saw a thing where Lee Marshall passed away. Lee Marshall is an icon. He worked at CKLW back in the day. He also did a lot of wrestling. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Lee Marshall. He was also the voice of Tony the Tiger for Kellogg's like the last decade or so. When the legend passed away, Lee got that gig. So he was, amongst other things, a great voice in the Metro Detroit area, radio-wise and wrestling-wise, but he also was the voice of, Tony the Tiger. So I thought that was pretty cool. Not that he's passed, but that he got that gig. But that's unfortunate. My condolences go out to him. Yeah, it's cool. Not cool he's gone, not for sure. Okay, let me get to the green and white game. 20-13 was the final, but now I forget which one, the green or the white. because, you know, it doesn't matter. Spartans beat Spartans. Connor Cook, Tyler O'Connor both did very well. Damian Terry, they're using him as a different kind of weapon. So I'm out there, though, and there's about 40,000. It was a nice little chilly of a day. But I thought that the tribute was nice to the 13 team. They got their rings, which are huge. If you haven't seen them, go online and just look at the ring. And then Connor Cook riding Travis Jackson, his offensive lineman, like a jockey, like Travis was the horse and he was a jockey after a touchdown pass. Nick Hill, Curtis Drummond, Darian Hicks, John Reschke from Brother Rice. Josiah Price is going to become quite the tight end. This guy's going to have, he's going to make some money playing on Sundays. And Mark Chmura's kid, Dylan Chmura, Mark Chmura, the former Packer, is a Spartan tight end. And Jamal Lyles, that team is loaded with tight ends over there. But this is, real quick, this is Mark D'Antonio from yesterday on the field talking to the 40,000 strong, and he actually did use a word I was a little surprised he used. Oops, hold on. What did I do here? Wait, I don't know if I can actually run this now the more I think about it. Can I? You know, I can put it up to here. Let's see. Hold on, Gary.
We're going to finish up with our Spartan Jacks, which our guys have done every practice for 4 and 5 years, every opportunity. We're going to finish up with that. People want to know what the future looks like. Ask me another question. Rose Bowl.
So he's doing the play on the ask me another question thing, and then he says Rose Bowl. I don't know if I'm supposed to hold your feet to the fire on the 26th of April there, Mark D'Antonio, that Rose Bowl's your pick. But maybe I have to. Maybe everybody now has to. There you go, Brady Hoke. You got somebody for the bulletin board. Everybody else with the Big Ten, too. Maryland, Rutgers, Ohio State, there, Urban. Gerald, East Side, you're on Sportsnet with Parker DeMann. Last call time. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hi, Gerald.
Hey, just want to get in there real quick. You guys hit some great points. You know, Donald Sterling got caught flapping his beak like Donald the Duck. Ridiculous, man. Paints a bad brush, bad painting of all owners over the league. And I just want to say, Mark D'Antonio getting the troops fired up. He can smell those roses as well as I can smell them like an overpaid gardener, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, look at you. Get a load of yum.
That's all I got to give you.
That's all you got?
That's all I got right now, man. Just driving right now. I heard that. It got me real fired up, man. I was fired up like a fireman, dog.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was going to do it for you. But I'm more. All right, Gerald, here, I'll take you off the thing. Listen up again. Hold on. Listen up again. I'll play it one more time. Here you go. I'll do it again. All right, here.
We're going to finish up with our Spartan Jacks, which our guys have done every practice for 4 and 5 years, every opportunity. We're going to finish up with that. People want to know what the future looks like. Ask me another question. Rose Bowl.
All right, that got him going, that's for sure. That did it for the throng there. I just think that's stuff that, you know, you got to be really careful. He's not usually given to that. Not with the saying Rose Bowl. Updates. Penguins win, have beaten the Blue Jackets, so 4-3. Columbus made a nice little comeback there towards the end, but didn't happen. So
long, everybody.
So the Pens go to the... Yeah, to game six clincher. That's it. That's over. 4-2, right? And the Minnesota Wild lead the Avs 2-1. Check the NBA in a second. Here's the good part. You've been your friend. Heat beat Charlotte 109-98, so that series is over. Miami moves on to round two, and the Hawks are leading the Pacers. Try to take a 3-2 lead in that one. It's still 85-63. Dallas and San Antonio have just gotten underway. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to Vinny Goodwill from the Detroit News. Check him out at DET2News.com, as always. Thanks to Rob Parker for calling in the 9 o'clock hour. Bernie Fratto from Las Vegas. We always appreciate when we're inside the Fratto house with B. Fratto there. And thanks to all the minions and all you cats and all you dudes and everything you do, and Eric and Gary and everybody else. Until tomorrow, which, of course, don't forget, check us on Twitter. What? Oh, Ray Templin's doing his thing right now. He's doing the dance. Check us on Twitter, Facebook, and as always, we broadcast for you on ParkerTheMan.com, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. Sports Night with Parker the Man, recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but I think you know that by now. Fox Sports Radio's next. Matt Shepard in the morning from 7 to 10 tomorrow. You don't want to miss Matt. That's for sure, people, okay? And, we'll NBC you later. And Merrill Davis, call me.